Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with setting the intention with Naturally 7 to just let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday as we consciously come into communion with God Almighty, the source of all that is both immanent and transcendent. I keep repeating, there is nowhere where God is not. We have moved beyond thinking of God as this anthropomorphic being, this old man with a beard sitting somewhere in the sky, to accepting and aligning with the essence, the energy, the life force that is permeating in and through all of life. So my theme this morning for today's message are the things that we should leave undone and the things that we should do. I was inspired by a poem that I shared in the week by one line that jumped out of me. Let me share it with you now so it sets the tone. By Margaret Sangster, who said, "It isn't the things you do, dear. It's the things you leave undone that gives you a bit of heartache at the setting of the sun. The tender word forgotten, the letter you did not write, the flowers you did not send, dear, are your haunting ghosts at night." And so I started to think about the things we leave undone. And then I came across this quote by Lin Yutang, who is a Chinese writer of the last century, who said, "Besides the noble art of getting things done, there is a nobler art of leaving things undone. The wisdom of life consists in the elimination of non-essential." What occurred to me, that it wasn't either one or the other. It wasn't about the things that we should leave undone or the things that we have left undone, but finding the balance between the two. It seems that in this time that we find ourselves in, there are always lengthy to-do lists. And I'm now at the stage in my life where as long as I accomplish one or two things that I have to do in each day, I am content. I do not waste my energy beating myself up that I should have done more or that there were more important things that I should have chosen to do first. And it is, I feel, a balance we have to literally tread between of the things we do and the things we don't do. I feel the things that we should do are always in relationship. in letting people know what they mean to us, in taking time to do something kind or nice for them, or remembering them, sending them a text, giving them a call. These are things we should never put off. Never. For me, these are always the priority. Simply because, as I recently shared, a friend that I'd seen one day collapsed the following. And it isn't about being morbid or morose, but it's recognizing and remembering the fragility of life. We always like to think we have all the time in the world to let those people know that we care about how much they mean to me or how much they mean to us. But the truth of the matter is none of us know. So for me, relationships, people, they are always going to be the priority. And everything else can come under. Now that may not be your priority, and I'm not suggesting that it should be. I'm simply saying that for me, people are my priority. And it is various reasons when I look at the things that are on my to-do list, or even if I look at the list that I make every year of all that I want to be grateful for. As I reflect at the end of the year, the things that perhaps have not materialized, I believe it's not for lack of want on God's part, but a lack of action on my part. And when I think of the reasons perhaps why they've not been accomplished or I've not achieved it, and I like to be brutally honest with myself because there's no point in being in denial. I recognize that sometimes the things I've left undone is because simply I'm lazy. Pure and simple. There's no buttering that up. I have been lazy. I can't say that I don't have the time because I can sit for 3 hours in front of television. Or I can spend an hour playing a game or spend numerous time on Instagram. So it's not a lack of time. It's purely laziness. Or I am not motivated. Certainly I know when I have to do with anything to do with HMRC or Croydon Council. It is purely into the last minute when I absolutely have to deal with it. Dealing with bureaucracy totally demotivates me. And so I recognize when I don't get things done is perhaps a lack of motivation. I've known that I'm supposed to build or change up my Instagram account and post personal videos. And I was thinking about it this week as to why it's still, and this has been now, I think, the third year, that I haven't done the work that I need to do to redo my Instagram page. Yes, I have 400 plus followers. But I know what I have to share is it would reach even more if I took the time to start to give it a sort of branding, give it a new look and post videos of myself. And it is the strangest thing, I have to be brutally honest as to why do I wrestle with this being visible in terms of what I do for my Instagram, which is purely supporting my message Sunday Soul or my ministry Love is Timeless. And I'm not one that shies away from visibility. The way I dress, my style, always, always, always attracts attention. Always. And yet, I wish to be invisible when it comes to God. And so, again, I'm sitting with that as to why that is. Why am I dumbing down when certainly I should be living it loud for God? Sometimes it's the criticism, the fear of failure, thinking that we can't do it, we can't manage it, that especially we don't even begin it. Too often it's very easy to use that as the criteria for why we don't get things done. Or sometimes it's just uncertainty. Is it needed? Is it wanted? Can I do it? Can I sustain it? Or simply not even knowing how to start. Sometimes you can be so overwhelmed with how to actually begin that you allow that to hinder you from even beginning. And then always there's angst and anxiety around it about just even starting, because I know certainly when I began my doctorate, I would sit in front of the computer screen not even knowing how I should begin. I'd gone from doing a few CSEs to now I'm writing a thesis. And so I understand that sometimes the angst over something, just beginning something, can truly freeze you. And sometimes we've created the habit of procrastination so that it's so natural to us, we don't even realize that we are procrastinating. Other reasons or excuses could be that we resist challenges. We all know in our moments of awareness that challenges are what grow us. It doesn't mean though that we resist them, it doesn't mean we try to ignore them or run from them or hide from them. But sometimes it's another excuse for why we don't get things done. Sometimes it's simply a lack of energy. For the last several years, I tend to be very much a night owl. If I'm in bed before 2 o'clock, I consider it an early night. And so sometimes the fact that when I wake up the following day, my energy is somewhat low or depleted, but I don't have the energy even to think about completing the tasks that are ahead of me. And there's always task aversion or avoidance, where we know we have something to do, but yet I'm not quite ready to get to it yet. Or it could just be we've lost focus, or we can't focus on whatever it is. And sometimes it's too complex and we just feel helpless, so we think it's okay, we just will leave it. Sometimes again it's a failure to prioritize it being something of importance that we need to begin. There is always an excuse, always a reason why we can leave things undone. But I feel that it's important, especially in these times, that we pay attention to what it is we should be doing, what it is we should be giving our attention and our energy and our focus to completing. What things matter to your spirit? What things will nourish your soul? These are the questions you need to ask and allow yourself to listen to what the answer is. Our egos will take us off thinking this one or this thing is important and having us divert our energy, our attention, our focus, our time to it, when it actually may not be the case. Jill Briscoe once said that there is an art of leaving things undone so that the greater things can be done. I believe that is true when we look at our to-do list, what needs to be done, what needs to be accomplished, what needs to be achieved. And sometimes in doing just those things, the things that are necessary can fall away. My sacred text that I want to share with you this morning is from Proverbs 27:1. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. I love that. It's such a great reminder that it is important to do what is ours to do in each day. We do not know what tomorrow comes, and as I say, and I'm not being negative or morose, we might not even wake up tomorrow. We put off, we postpone, thinking we have all the time in the world. When for each and every one of us, we don't know. So is it not the requirement of our soul to live each day with purpose, to fulfill that which it requires, to prioritize as to what should be done and what should be left undone? My story is, I don't have the author's name, but let me start it. Starts with a quote. by Pablo Picasso, who says, "Only put off until tomorrow what you are willing to die having left undone." The author writes, "I just started thinking about all the jobs that I had on my list yesterday and last week that I didn't get done. And let's be honest, that's most days. And mentally ranking them in importance. How many were so important that they will screw up my week, derail my master plan, or end up hurting me or someone else? On the flip side, if they were important tasks that I had set myself, why did I not complete them? Was it that they were less important than the other tasks I got done? Did I just forget? Of course not. Or was it simply I was prepared to accept the delays and impacts of not getting them done? If I were to die tomorrow, would any of those unattended tasks really matter? What about you? Were there any mission-critical tasks that just rolled over into the next day? For me, the answer is a combination of all. There were most definitely tasks that I had set as urgent that I needed to get done to progress my strategic plan, but I let other things distract me. Many of those distractions were not that important either when I reflect on it. Now those tasks are sitting in front of me, staring accusingly at me from my to-do list with a cocked eyebrow, crossed arms, and a tapping foot. And my grand plan is stalled by not getting on with it. However, if I died today, I don't think any of my unactioned tasks or goals from yesterday would have left a void in my existence or disrupted the universe. Except those deeply personal matters. Is there someone who I owe a call to? Have I left a favor to me unthanked? Did I tell those people who matter most how much they mean to me? Maybe there are a few things I would not leave. Maybe there are a few things I would not like to leave undone. How about you? So, it's a new day, a new week, and I would encourage you to do as I am going to do this week. Embrace every day with the words of Pablo Picasso, headlining every page of your daily to-do list. A reminder not to put off what must be done today. Whether that be updating your CV, applying for that job, implementing the new structure, writing your business plan, going for a run, taking your partner out for dinner, heading to the park with the kids, writing that blog post or booking a family holiday. Carpe diem. I think we can all agree with what the author shares. And so my poem today is entitled Today and Tomorrow, by J.E. Carpenter. Don't tell me of tomorrow. Give me of the man who'll say that when a good deed's today, let me do the deed today. We may all command the present if we act and never wait, but repentance is the phantom of a past comes too late. Don't tell me of tomorrow. There's much to do today that could never be accomplished if we throw the hours away. Every moment has its duty. Who the future can foretell? Then why put off till tomorrow what today can do as well? So, my beloved, the invitation is to do what is yours to do, to not do what is of non-importance, which is not of a priority. And if you wish to make sure that you achieve that, then you can make a to-do list. Prioritize what's important, or set deadlines and get someone to hold you accountable to them. Balance between what you think you need to do, what you've got done, and resting so that you don't overdo and therefore set yourself back. Be careful to manage your stress so that it doesn't become so overwhelming it stresses you out and be realistic and practical about how you think you can set about achieving the things that are necessary to be done. And if possible, and if it's required, ask for help. And I personally like to reward myself for when I've achieved something. I always am looking to find the tools to which to support myself in doing what needs to be done. Every one of us is different. And I have no qualms whatsoever in allowing myself to treat myself when I've accomplished something that was major. But it's always about context and recognizing the priorities, what's important. And as I said, for me, it's people and relationships. Everything else can come on secondary. So my science of mind reading is entitled Rolling Out with the Divine. The first quote is from John Wooden, who says, make each day your masterpiece. The second quote is from Ernest Holmes, It's Up to You, who says, my mind is the mind of God, functioning at the level of my perception of life. The author writes, start your day by consciously bringing spirit into it. Before getting out of bed, say to yourself, this is the day the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. If that's a little too biblical for you, then find your own words or phrase that activates excitement for the day lying before you. If you've missed consciously bringing God into the start of your day, who knows what track you'll be rolling out into your day. Of course, God is omnipresent, but the value of that is in proportion to your conscious awareness. Electricity seems to be ever-present, but it has no value to you unless you plug into it. Feeling the presence before you, your feet hit the ground in the morning, plugs you into your source. When you establish a conscious realization of the holy before going into your day, you'll spend your whole day watching the divine rising up all around you. Your spiritual expression relies on your ability to feel and recognize spirit. You might as well have your first thought get you going in the direction you want to get going. It beats backtracking before noon. I couldn't agree more with this author. Upon opening my eyes and recognizing and knowing that I am now awake, those words always leave my lips. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I am truly glad and rejoicing in it. And I, again, it sets me up in aligning with the divine to guide and to direct me through the day. In the times as I enter into morning prayer, I will ask that I be guided to accomplish that which is mine to do and fulfill in this day. It's not about being religious or overtly theological. It's simply about aligning with the source of all that is. To remember, as Jesus shared, I of myself can do nothing. It is the Father within that doeth the work. When you recognize that you are aligning with the source of all that is, to go before you and prepare your way to make smooth and easy your path, to allow the Spirit to guide and direct you to what needs to be done for you and what can be left undone by you, you will see things changing in ways that you could not have conceived of or even necessarily comprehend. I had friends over for lunch. They wanted to come out and take me out for lunch and said I should suggest a good restaurant near me. And so I said, sure, come. I know a good restaurant. It's called Van Cees. They came out expecting that we were going out somewhere where I actually had prepared lunch. Van Cees is French for 26. and they laughed how I pulled one over them. And then as we sat chatting, my friend shared with me how he really enjoys doing his affirmations and setting the intentions for the day, because it opens them up to so many miracles. I listened and I said, perhaps you might like to rechange the language for miracle. Because truly, we're working with a level of consciousness and a principle and laws that is waiting for us to open up. And so he said, oh, okay, I will change it from miracles to benevolent resonance. We laughed. And I so loved that phrase. I said, I'm going to use it on one of my Sunday souls. You see, when we align ourselves with God, when we acknowledge God at the start of our day and thank God at the end of our day, we are truly set up in benevolent resonance to receive the guidance, the directions, the blessings, the abundance that God is waiting to bestow upon each and every one of us. As the author in the Science of Mind reading said, that electricity is everywhere, but it is of no use unless you plug in the necessary contraption or whatever it is you want into it. Unless we plug into God, unless we align with the source of all that is, unless we seek the guidance, direction from Spirit as to what to do and what to not do, our world and our days can be a little chaotic. There is a reason why it is written that we should seek, that we should ask, that we should knock. As we do so, we are open to the wisdom, to the guidance of the divine. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within and connect with that wonderful source of all that is God in us as us. And as we bring our attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. Just the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. As we take the next three deep breaths in, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life. That breath that renews, restores, and replenishes. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Inhale. Third and final time. Inhale. Hold. Gently. As always, we like to honor the body temple, which is the home of God, by affirming and denying the emotions within each of the organs. Bring your attention to your heart, Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude the work of the heart as it pumps the blood round, the life-giving blood, the energizing blood around your body. Now as you breathe in, affirm, this is my breath as I breathe in love. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out cruelty. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in joy. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out impatience. Now place your attention on the back where your kidneys are. Take a moment to acknowledge the work of the kidneys, how it eliminates all those toxic wastes and substances from the body. Inhale and affirm. This is my breath as I breathe in gentleness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out fear. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in calmness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out shame. Now bring your attention to the liver, on the right side of the body, under the rib cage, and take a moment to acknowledge this wonderful organ, the largest organ within your physical form, as it detoxifies the blood and combats infections. Inhale and affirm. This is my breath as I breathe in kindness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out anger. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in generosity. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out frustration. Place your attention on your lungs. Take a moment to offer gratitude to the work of the lungs as it brings in the oxygen from the air and allows the oxygen to be passed around your body through your bloodstream. Inhale and affirm. This is my breath as I breathe in honesty. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out depression. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in courage. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out sadness. Bring your attention to your stomach. Take a moment to acknowledge the work of the stomach as it stores, mixes, and breaks down the food that you need for the energy. Inhale and affirm. This is my breath as I breathe in fairness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out anxiety. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in trust. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out worry. Take a moment to acknowledge all of the systems within the body. The skeletal, the nervous, the muscular, the respiratory, the endocrine, the immune, the cardiovascular, the circulatory, the urinary, the intercommunicatory, the reproductive, the digestive systems. All these incredible systems that operate unconsciously without you giving thought or direction. Take a moment to just honor them, to acknowledge with gratitude the work that they do that allows you to live. Now affirm, the divine within me is wholeness, and my mind reflects this wholeness into every organ, every function, every action, every reaction of my physical being, renewing it after the perfect pattern the Christ within me. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. And that God is the spirit, the life force, the energy that is everywhere present, whose center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere. Mother, Father, God, Thou who art the divine beloved, the sacred, infinite, intelligent life force that is everywhere present, the absolute mysteries that is beyond our total understanding or comprehension. As we consciously come into communion with you this morning, opening our hearts and minds to receive the guidance and direction for whatever it is before us to do that should be done, and whatever is necessary for us to leave undone. Help us to find the balance between what to do and what not to do, what should be done, what should be left undone, so that we may operate stress-free, anxiety-free, fear-free. Guide us to prioritize what's important, what is necessary, what has meaning and purpose. Let us start our day aligning with you so that we may be guided and directed in all our ways. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into your presence, we are opening up our hearts to include all sentient beings at this time, all people of our world, four-legged, two-legged, finned, winged, hoofed, all beings that exist and share this planet with us. There is so much that is happening. There's so much that is going on individually and collectively that our words feel inadequate to try and request for every need. But we know that you are the divine intelligence that knows what we have need of even before we have need of it. And so for every need, for every want, for every request, for every desire, for every dream that exists within the hearts and minds of your creation, I leave them before you. For you know what to do and how to do it. Truly, I hold to the words that were written that said, before you call, I have answered. While you yet speak, I have heard. You are a presence that knows our every need or want. You are a presence that is closer than breathing and nearer than hands and feet. You are a presence that is everywhere present. So in this truth, in this realization, we can claim our healing, healing in our relationships, healing in our bodies, healing in our country, healing in our world. For anything I have failed to ask for, I know you will not fail to bless. For our teacher told us, it is your good pleasure. Give us the kingdom. That kingdom contains all good. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. So it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm aloud, I'm one with all that is. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm aloud, I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm aloud. I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, and affirm aloud. I'm grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrist, and affirm aloud. I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Repeat after me. This is the day the Lord has made.
This is the day the Lord has made.
I will rejoice and be glad in it.
I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Our Buddhist meditations. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone. Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed. I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Our rumination for this week, Rumi says, both light and shadow are the dance of love. And my closing benediction, as I promised, was a version of the Lord's Prayer. This was translated by Mark Berry, a young pastor of a church in the UK. O breathing life, your name shines everywhere. Release a space to plant your presence here. Imagine your possibilities now. Embody your desire in every light and form. Grow through us this moment, spread and wisdom. Untie the knots of failure binding us. As we release the strands we hold of others' faults, help us not forget our source, yet free us from not being in the present. From you arises every vision, power, and song, from gathering to gathering. I trust you are all working on your versions of the Lord's Prayer, and I look forward to seeing and reading them. So my closing song is my favorite for this week. It's by Torrin Wells and Jimmy Allen, entitled Up. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
I trust you enjoyed it as much as I did. Beloved, I look forward to joining you next Sunday for Dr. In Sunday Soul Connections.